So I was just really feeling myself, and I was like, I'm buying a chain.
Let's go.
So I went. I went.
That's two hawks. Honka, honka. Yeah, that's two hawks. Oh, I've been looking for that. Yes, thank you.
And welcome in to Season 5, Episode 3 of Unstable Discourse.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeedy do.
Let's get after it.
We have agreed. This is episode 3. It took a minute to figure it out.
Yeah. It feels like you said fourth, and it feels like we've done more.
Is the season moving really fast? Anybody else?
Yeah. I would be on board with that.
We're disc golfers. It's hard to distinguish between counting to 3 and counting to 4.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Easy mistake.
What'd you get on that hole?
Mm-hmm. Everybody takes score. Everybody has to take score.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. I'm Alex Seminary of Tailwind Media. I'm here with Ryan Fancher of Unstable Disc Golf Gear.
Yeah, sir.
Sean Callahan of Delwood Disc Golf.
Yeah, boy.
Jason Callahan of Bag of Tricks.
Sheppy to be here.
And we're here with Ryan Big Cat Stilson.
What's up?
Of Gateway Disc. What is the full name of Gateway's company?
Gateway Disc Sports, of course.
Gateway Disc Sports and of Delwood Disc Golf.
Of course, yes. And many other things, but...
Do the rundown, because I feel like,
he comes from a land of sandwich.
I do come from the land of sandwich. So I am sponsored by Gateway, sponsored by Delwood, sponsored by,
Big Country Jerky.
Yes. The best jerky, of course. I'm blanking so hard. It's on my arm. Oh my God. AGL discs, Black Zombie discs, and, I think that was 5.
Damn, everybody wants a piece of Big Cat.
Uh-huh. I have one more arm sleeve left they can have.
Yeah.
He's open, sponsors. And we got Sheila the Deucers in the house as well. She cooked up some fire tacos for us tonight.
Yes, she did.
Before we started recording, y'all got to spend some time out on the course, Callahan Acres sort of dry run.
Yeah.
Who else has played out here so far?
We had last year for Sheila's birthday, I kind of bogarted her birthday a little bit with disc golf. And we had a whole mob golf with like Timmy Potter, Michelli, Guzzo, Vizzy, Apostolou. Mm-hmm.
The Stovies were here.
It was a big old mob golf. We were just all ripping and playing. It was fun.
But nothing was really set in stone.
Yeah, that was all pre actual baskets in the ground.
I don't know if that's
only pre-tee pads.
Yes.
Ooh, the tee pads. I got to throw one drive while I was out.
Yeah,
there. You showed up a little late.
You needed more.
But they're so spacious. It made me think of when Kramer adopts that section of the highway and he turns the double lanes into one lane.
Right.
You have all the extra space. That's how I felt about it.
You know how in planes they got first class? More leg room, better ride? Well, I'm bringing that concept to mile 114.
Yeah, they're great.
We're going to be talking about... Big Cat's relationship with Gateway Sports. We're going to be talking about the Canyons Log. That is the video series that Sheila's been putting together, and you guys have been doing really cool stuff with that.
Danke.
Thank ya.
We're going to talk about your job as a disc golf job. So this is funny. We're doing.
We got a first timer over here, folks.
I've had a very long day, so bear with me. I'm going to goob it up probably a lot on this episode.
Goob away.
We talked about dream jobs on the last episode, like disc golf dream jobs. This we're like following it up so appropriately because you have, I think what everybody wants in disc golf is to work in a pro shop. Amazing. And there is a photo phenomenon that we're going to talk about. If you know, you know. If you're local, you have seen this photo recreated countless times now.
How many are we up to now?
I just added James Heath. So now we are
officially.
Officially. So now I believe we are up to 14 recreations of this photo.
That is so good.
It's those giant, we'll talk about it later, but those giant mosaic pictures where if you zoom in, it's just a bunch of tiny pictures.
Yes.
I want to get to the point where we have enough of those that we can recreate.
Soon.
Your fatalism.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. So it's not countless times. It's 14 times as it's happened so far.
I mean, you can... Yes. Yes.
Again, considering that it's only been, that was only this year, right?
Maybe like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. That's a lot for 6 weeks. Yeah.
And also we're having trouble counting to 4. So 14 is a lot.
It is for sure.
Yeah.
That I'm is not par though, but yeah.
Last thing we're going to get into today is our fantasy frisbee analytics reconnaissance tournament update. There was another event. The scores have changed. Spoiler alert. I'm still in last place. Jason has started referring to me as LP in our group chat, and it's unfortunately caught on. So it, I don't know. It just feels right. I wish I could fight it, but it's, what can I say?
It's funny to you now, sort of? Is it like gotten to the point of it being LP is funny instead of like, God damn it?
Yeah. No. Right. And that's kind of the cool thing about it, because at first I was like, there's no way that's going to stick. That's so stupid. Yeah. And then a couple other people have said it, and now I'm like, I can see the momentum building. And as my score gets worse, the momentum for that name gets stronger and stronger. So I almost introduced myself as LP Seminary, but no.
That's capital L, capital P, sir.
My dream for this league is to move out of last place by the end of the league. That's what I'm fighting for now.
Dude, it's anybody's game. Yeah. Like, two players could DNF, you know, and not have alts and or whatever.
Change
and
everything.
Like, yeah.
Before we get into all those fun things, let's talk about what we're fired up about.
Fired up! Oh, that was so adorable.
It was really cute. It's like a bunny jumped on the mic and said it.
And he was appropriately nose to the microphone that
you
time.
Could pitch shift these. You could do whatever.
Oh, I'll do whatever
want.
I want. No. Don't tell me what to do.
I don't know.
Ooh, two fired ups on one episode.
I'll put them together.
What did we do to deserve that?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to do a vibe check around the room and see who I think is the most fired up about something today. Just lock eyes with me when I get to you so I can. It's Ryan. Ryan is the most fired. Ryan, what are you fired
I do.
Up about?
I have two quick things. One thing is, I'm not going to go into the very specifics because it is a long story, but if you were around Lockport in the last month, you know that there was an HBO show that was being filmed. It's called Somebody Somewhere. It's a cool show. They happened to use my direct next door neighbor's house to film a bunch of the show. It's the main character's sister's house or whatever. So they take over that entire house for about 4 or 5 days. And this year they did it again. And since I just moved there last year, they didn't do a bunch of it last year because of the writer's strike and all that junk. But they did it this year. They ended up using our house as basically their staging green room. So everybody was in and out of our house for 3 or 4 days. It was a whirlwind, but it was cool. It was fun.
Really cool.
Yeah. It was so really awesome. Cool. It was really cool to see how, like, at one point there were probably 75 people in our 3 or 4 yards. They removed everything from the house next door. Furniture, photos on the wall. Every single thing they could remove out of the house next door, they took out and then put their own stuff in to make the set for this house.
Why is... There's got to be a better way to achieve what they're trying to achieve.
I don't know, but they did it so efficiently.
Continuity.
And so, yeah.
I mean, once they use it once, yeah, like, they have to always use that
so
same
it's like
stuff.
A scripted show. It's not a reality show.
No. This is a scripted show,
I see.
And so they're on season 3. They're filming it right now. And
great show. I really like it. I've really watched every episode.
I'm stoked that my house is
streaming
in it.
On HBO.
Right, yeah. Okay. You can see my house in a lot of the shots. It's cool. Before I moved there, Doc had told me, hey, that house that you're going to buy, that house was on HBO. And I was like, you're out of your mind. What are you talking about? Turns out he was right. So
they filmed a lot of episodes of Real Sex in that.
Yeah.
Just back in the early 90s.
Just on the leather couch in the basement, actually.
Yeah.
Because of that, they had to pay us for our time and the inconvenience of using our house. So they paid us a little bit of money. And because of that, we were on the fence about, we usually go to the Dells every year and just hit a water park for a couple days and kind of get rid of the cold weather blues. And
I'm so jealous.
We were not going to go. We were on the fence. We're like, screw it. And then we got paid and we're like, nope, we're going to the Dells. So
raise your hand if you want to watch Ryan Fancher go down a water slide.
Yeah, big time.
God,
absolutely.
Yeah,
so bad.
I'm
frowning the whole time.
Dude, I'm gonna complain the whole time, but I'm gonna do it. No, it's super fun. So we're going on Sunday and we're gonna come back Tuesday, and hopefully nobody is there because it's Easter and we have the place to ourselves.
Great time to do it.
So yeah, that's one that I'm fired up about. And two, I just got the kind of confirmation from our friend Patrick Haker that Jason Callahan and I will be, he's going to help me out. We're going to do a live on-site screen printing gig.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
For what? What's the purpose? This sounds awesome.
It's a really big track and field cross country. I'm not sure which one meet, but it's 8 or so different schools that are coming together for a giant meet, and there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people. They thought it would be really cool to have stuff there to do and to, you know, far as like merch and stuff for the parents. And so they're going to have some food trucks. They're going to have some other personal trainers and all that kind of stuff there, apparently.
It was great. You're probably, I've never been on live television before.
And they wanted me to do it because I've been printing for the Joliet West Athletics Department for a while. And so we're just going to go and figure it out. So I've done it a couple times, marginally, and it's worked out okay. But this is like the first real deal on-site printing, so.
Well, we discussed how we're going to set it up to where, like, you print it, you put it on the little heater conveyor belt, and I'll be on the other side of it. And as it comes off, I'm just going to whip them at the kids, like, as they go through the finish line. So they're, like, running and then grabbing their shirt out
hopefully
of the air.
Hopefully they...
That's cool.
And, like, holding it up in the air and being like, that was awesome, Jason.
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
We love you, Jason.
Yeah, and everyone's going to be talking about how great I am.
I'm doing this for you, Jay.
And it's just going to be amazing. I'm
Can
super stoked
about
it. Can
you have the conveyor belt just... Like, have the kids waiting with their arms up to, so the shirts just fall onto them.
Right. And he's gonna throw it at the feet of the schools that's not Joliet West, so they trip over them.
They trip over them and be like, oh.
Yeah.
And those kids will still be like, we love you, Jay. That's going to be awesome.
Good one, Jay. That was good throw.
That's so rad. For just the energy of the event. Like,
yeah, I think
that'll
be fun.
It's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, and when I have printed for them in the past, they've been... So stoked to get any kind of gear because most of the school wear, spirit wear stuff that they've gotten is so bland and boring and drab. And now they're getting stuff that, you know, we're doing crazy neon colors and 80s themes and all this stuff. And so everybody's stoked about it. So I'm excited to see you.
Stoked.
Yes.
X-stoked. I saw you.
Sorry, LP.
God.
But we're going to have to, I'm going to have to figure out how many shirts to bring, like just a bunch of, you know, neon colors and cool stuff. And we'll see how it goes.
Will you have like banners to like let people know, hey, this is the business that's doing this? Like,
oh, yeah. Yep, smart. I've got that. I've got all the business cards. I've got all that stuff going. So,
by the way, listeners, if you don't know, the show is made in affiliation. Or I don't know how to put it, but
in association with
Unstable Disc Golf Gear,
the
finest apparel company in all of
the land,
disc sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes.
Hopefully it goes well enough to where I can convince you to do that at one of our events.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
I think that'd be a fun way. I know that you've got some like overstock and old tees and like
that's the
everybody
problem.
Always loves that stuff though. I don't know why. Yeah. We do like the $5 bin and they go crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem though, is I don't have enough of anything like that to make it worthwhile bringing a bunch of old boxes full of shit. Mm. I'm about ready to burn about 5 or 6 boxes of shirts because they're just old Gildan like burnt orange bullshit, you know,
burlap
like,
sacks.
Yeah, nobody wants them. I'm never going to get rid of them. I should just donate them to Goodwill or whatever, but we're going to buy a bunch of cool stock of like really nice, cool shirts to sell. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I love that.
That'd be really cool.
Like farm to table, but for shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are free range shirts.
Yeah. Free. There's got to be a fun joke in there to know.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I think it's fun for people to not only see the process, but say, I want this one. And they pull it out of the bin of shirts, you know, and they say, I want the print on this, and then you do it in front of them. I really don't have much experience doing that. I've seen other businesses do that, and it seems like a good time. So we'll see. That is in a couple weekends, so it's coming up quick.
That's a couple of cool things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Jason.
Oof.
What are you fired up about?
My favorite band. You know who they are. I've talked about them in the past. They are from the UK. Doves. They're called Doves. They posted on their Instagram that by 2025, we should have some new Doves music, and I am...
By 2025?
Before 2025, I should say. By the end of this year,
okay,
we will have a new album from them, and I am living every day waiting for that drop.
You've got...
super excited.
Your musical spirit is really being tapped into lately.
Yeah, between that and the other thing that I was fired up about.
Ah!
Nice segue, LP. my episode of How to Make a Mixtape is recorded and out for listeners to check out.
Where was it recorded?
It was recorded in Fancher Farms, right in the basement.
Top Secret Studios.
Top Secret Studios.
That's right.
Yep. Used all that audio equipment. Looked good. Smelled good. Felt good. Because that's the slogan.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think that's it.
I think I nailed it.
Yep.
But yeah, I had a blast recording. I brought some games. I brought some trivia along with. And then, of course, I just had a blast. I could listen to Donnie just read anything. He could read the Bible, and I would laugh at him reading the Bible.
Hey, Jason. This one specifically goes out to you. This is a reading from chapter 13 of the book of John from the Hawaiian Pigeon Bible. Jesus washed his guys' feet. Was just before the Passover time. Jesus know that was time for him to go out of this world and go by his father. His every time get love and aloha for his people that stay inside the world. And he gets love and aloha for them to the max. So Jesus stand up from the table, take off his robe and put the towel around his waist. Then he pour water inside a one tub and wash tub. He start to wash his guy's feet. First one guy, then do another. And then he dry him with the towel he got around his waist. He go to Peter, and Peter tell him, "Hey boss, what say do? You gonna wash my feet or what?" Jesus tell him, "You don't understand how come I say do this now, but Bumbai, you go understand him." Peter tell him, "No way you ever gonna wash my feet." Jesus tell him, "If no wash you, then you no can be my guy." Thanks, buddy.
There's something about the way he talks that makes me laugh. So we were just
agreed,
having an absolute blast. Go listen if you haven't. Again, it's How to Make a Mixtape, available where all podcasts are streaming, and it is tape 4, where we talked about one-hit wonders of the 90s, one of my favorite topics.
They're great hosts. Donnie is very, like, he's very engaging. His his cadence, his tone, his dry, like, humor, everything.
Yes.
It's very easy to listen to, and it's edited well.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's not edited as well as Unstable Discourse, but it's really, really well
done. Yeah, I shouldn't give Donnie all the props. Rod was fantastic on there. He is a fantastic host as well. The two banter off of each other well and keep it moving the way it should. It was
you were good, too, and I was very surprised at how clean you were. There was, like, almost nothing inappropriate that you said on that episode.
Yeah, for sure. I get them. I decided once you called me out on it that I was just going to do the opposite of what you thought I was going to do. So I'm going to get it even dirtier here. Today. And then when I guest host on other podcasts, that's where I'll clean it up.
Okay.
That's very professional.
Well, you had so much more to say. I mean, there were so many, I mean, for me as your brother and having been through all those music experiences with you, and there were so many references to me, and
of course,
not that I didn't like hearing my name, but it was awesome. And then hearing it from Donnie, and I mean, like, I was tearing up the entire time because it was just memory after memory after memory, and it was so awesome. I loved listening to that episode.
Thank you. And it was a blast.
It was great.
In the spirit of that episode, real quick, rapid fire, if you could add one song to the One Hit Wonders 90s One Hit Wonders playlist, what would your song be? Because I'm sure you've already thought about this.
Don't take mine.
you just say it because it's the same for both of us.
Sure. There is a band. The artist is called 3 Pound Thrill, and they were like the quickest flash in the pan you could possibly imagine with the song Diana.
Fire.
Nope. I'm not hitting you with a Jolene.
No, I'm saying I specifically said this is going to be rapid fire. You're going to give us the whole backstory?
Yeah, who's a goob now?
Okay.
Go on.
Diana by 3 Pound Thrill.
Thank you. Sean.
Diana by 3 Pound Thrill. It was the same for both of us. That's why I said that.
Well, that is fast.
It would have been the next one that I had. It would have been to talk about. I'll show you again. We can
play. Ryan, what would your song be? Ryan.
Okay. She's not a one-hit wonder, but Toxic by Britney Spears.
Nope.
I feel like that might have been the 2000s.
Yeah.
Also 2000s. Not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I wasn't born in the 90s.
Yeah. Is it opposite day?
Everyone's struggling today.
I don't know enough.
What do you got, LP?
I would have chosen Aisle 10 by Scapegoat Wax.
Never heard.
It was a bang. It was on Q101.
Q101 played it. You know it. You just don't know that song.
Hello, Allison.
I want to hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in Aisle 10.
Yeah, you know it, dude. If we played it, you know it.
Oh.
Sheila, go.
Yeah.
Boz Luhrmann, Sunscreen
Boz
Song.
Boz Luhrmann.
Perfect answer.
That is a great
And it would be such a great break in the mixtape because nothing sounds like that song.
Absolutely.
Great answer.
Don't worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum.
How about If You Could Only See by Tonic?
If you could only
That's kind of a one-hit wonder.
I think that was their only song to break top 40.
Yeah,
so
I think
technically, even though they have the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Full of bangers. Uh-huh. That's probably their best.
Okay.
Yeah. If you could only see the way she loves
me, maybe without mistake. Try Last Chance.
No way, man. I was in the 90s for 7 years.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
How old are you? Yeah, we could play this game.
I'm going to be 36 in
I'm high.
Month.
How are you?
Okay.
Coming to be 36.
Mm. Ryan's 56. 36. Relax, man.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's right.
Playing MP60 next year.
All right. Big Cat, what are you fired up about?
Well, it is tournament season. Everything is just getting ready to start. I just sent over a huge list of tournaments.
That was long.
I was just like, weekend free, weekend free, weekend free, weekend maybe free, weekend free. And then the 22nd and 23rd came up, and I was like, shh, skip over that one. But no, tournaments are right around the corner. Super hyped for them. Hyped to be traveling a lot more this year and playing big tournaments. That's really it.
Sick.
Yeah.
Do you have a travel partner that you're going to go with, or are you just winging it?
So for some of them, I'm just winging it. I definitely have a group of goobers that I like to travel with. And I feel like I've recently added a new one to it, but we can talk about that later if you want.
No, goobers stick together.
Yes.
That's right. You know?
Mm-hmm. Goobs. Mm-hmm.
Once you start rolling them.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm so glad that we were able to switch the schedule up and like still make that a thing for you to go and travel to the ones that work out with the work schedule. So.
No, it's going
to
be
stoked to see that list, and it's going to be great.
Oh yeah, hyped.
Sean, what are you fired up about?
Quick two-parter. I did wrap up, as we all know, we got six more baby chicks today. Or not today. We got six more God. Baby chicks.
Yeah, three, like, six what? More 3 weeks today?
Ago. No. 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Today, ooh. I had to build them a new home because they were quickly growing out of the dog crate.
They're looking big.
You wouldn't
there.
Have known. You couldn't have possibly they, like, have known because you haven't had chicks before.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They could barely turn around because there's six of them. In the past, we only had three at a time, but this time we got six altogether. So we needed more space. And I built them a new little baby chick coop that's so cute. That's like four times the size of the dog crate. So they're so happy and they're already out there.
Before you move on,
yes, sir.
Obviously you guys are going to be eating the chicken eggs, right?
Yeah.
Is there a point in the future where the chickens might be
meat chickens?
The food?
Doubt it. Nah, I don't think I don't have that in me. I know Sheila doesn't. Unless it was like post-apocalyptic.
Sure.
Nah.
And you would be, by then, you'd have your fortress built. And then
hopefully, yeah. The T-Pads first, you know, we discussed. Yeah, and then fortress, and then killing chickens for meat.
The humane issue, you obviously, like, I don't think I could do it either. But also, it's just like growing tomatoes. You wait 4 months to grow tomatoes, and then you could go to Burkhart's and buy them for like 67 cents a pound.
Right.
Just go buy them.
Right.
Chicken breasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like pets. They have names. So. We love them.
Yeah.
So there's no way. There's no way. Quick second part shortly, not too far from now, 10 hours from now, 9.5 hours from now.
Yeah.
Ryan and I will be meeting back at Delwood at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning with Mike Apostolou and Tim Jones and Scott Cummins and Edward Akovitz to go down and do our Good Friday tradition of playing Northwood Black.
It is our third year, so it is an annual thing.
Third year doing it. So we're doing that tomorrow morning, and I need to shoot better than a 23 over par.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Which had a couple nines last year. It was not good.
We play from the longs. We play... The big boys.
Yeah. Mm. It was tight between the five of us last year, because Mike wasn't there last year. Mm-hmm. It was 20 over one, and that was Scott Cummins.
Yeah.
Then you and Edward Akovitz tied at 21.
Him. Yeah.
And then I was at 23, and Tim Jones is at 25. So it was a five-stroke spread at Northwood Black. So, I mean, it's a close game. Mike's a good golfer, so that'll be fun. I think maybe we should do dubs with a six-piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't mind.
It's more fun.
Yeah, I know there's going to be some pushback because traditionally, and we've been talking shit for weeks now about it, loser pays for Cracker Barrel for all of us.
Right.
Ooh. Jeez, worst case scenario, you were in for like $13.
I know, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the Dubs team can split it, which is fine with me because I'm not paying either way.
Yeah.
What about every other business in America has raised their prices? Cracker Barrel is not playing that game. They're still...
My suggestion, why don't you guys just do triples? Old versus young.
Dude, triples.
I mean, you guys are all old regardless, but
we'd destroy them.
We would destroy them.
Yeah, we would fuck them up.
Give them a handicap. Yeah. I mean, they're getting to that age anyways.
I don't know, man.
I know.
I don't know. They're good.
I know.
They would be all about it.
Scott Cummins' shit talk game.
Oh
my God.
Is unparalleled.
And he is so funny. Scott Cummins is one of the funniest dudes I know. Yeah. Secret funny. Yeah, funny.
Triples at Northwood was one of the most fun rounds of disc golf I've ever done.
Yeah, I think.
I would like.
I think old versus young, that's a good idea, Kat.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I wouldn't mind seeing Dubs, six people. I mean, there's going to be nobody there. There has never been anyone there.
Not a soul.
So no. It's not going to matter, but a six-some, that's a long round. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm up for whatever.
That's at least a 4.5.
It is regardless. It is
exactly.
A threesome is 4 hours. So yeah, mm-hmm. I'm ready to get my butt kicked again.
Yep.
Is there a world where you host or you organize a triples tournament at Northwood Black, like a on the road, unstable discourse versus any other triples team at Northwood Black?
That sure. Would be cool. We could
definitely do that.
Yeah.
I would really like to do that.
Yeah. I really want to do because in Bolf, traditionally you do tournaments like a captain and crew. So it's four people and each crew, you know, they're on their own hole by themselves. There's not a team that they're playing mm-hmm. against on each hole. And then you just bring your score in at the end. And I feel like that would be a really, really fun time, but we'd have to make things so difficult because you play at Trinity and everybody's 18 down. The ceiling is so short, but mm-hmm. at some place like Northwood Black, you could really see some incredible scores. And mm-hmm. I think that would be a blast. We just have to trust everybody to actually keep score because that is determining factor, even in golf too. You know, teams come in and they're like 16 down and you're like,
excuse me,
I don't think so.
You couldn't do that with 10 guys.
Right, exactly. So something to think about anyway.
Yes.
That'd be cool. Anyways, I am fired up
about...
I'm not waiting for you to ask. And also, I'm not going last anymore because it's too on brand with LP. I'm going to start going earlier in the segment.
Yeah.
Hell okay. Yeah.
I'm fired up about this chain that I'm wearing. I've been thinking about buying a chain for a couple years. And
it looks sharp. It's dope, dude. Mm-hmm. It looks clean.
It fits you well.
Yeah. I recently made a video at my job about we had a ribbon cutting event for our new office, and it ended up being what I think is maybe the most professional looking thing I've done. And I've been really
did you post that up? Because I think I saw it.
I thought
it looked really good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. So I was just really feeling myself, and I was like, I'm buying a chain.
Let's go.
So I went. I went.
That's two hawks. Honka, honka. Yeah, that's two hawks. Oh, I've been looking for that. Yes, thank you.
I was shopping online and I was just like, you don't know what it feels like with you don't know what you're getting with jewelry online. So I was like, let me go to the mall first and kind of feel it out, check the size. And as soon as I put it on, I was like, I'm not taking this off. I was like, I'm leaving with this.
If I was Leonardo DiCaprio and I was drawing you like one of my French girls, mm-hmm. I would immediately draw you with a chain. Like I just, you were born with that on.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be wearing it with we're going to a resort in Cancun in April, and I bought a kimono, so I'm going to be wearing
baby.
My chain. Dude. I'm trying to cultivate Send a whole vibe.
Oh my God. Summer.
Yes.
Oh mama.
That big pineapple bling right there.
Yes.
That's the other thing is I legitimately sent out an inquiry for a custom UD pendant, like a giant UD pendant for the chain. So I'll let you know. You'll know when, if it comes. You'll know.
The whole world will know.
See it a mile away.
Correct. All right, that's a wrap on Fired Up, and that means I think it's time we get to the Callahalander Rundown.
Yes, sir, the Callahalander Rundown. This one is called the I Didn't Prepare for This, and I'm so sorry that it's going to sound a little repetitive addition.
These names are getting long.
It's funny.
Is long funny, though?
We'll Screw see. You guys.
If long today, is funny, I'm hilarious.
Today. Today, if you are listening to this episode early, we do have a flex start at Delwood today from 8 to 3 p.m. using the Fraction Run Cup 6 lower layout.
Hey, you know what? I've been getting some suggestions that I put out these episodes very early on Friday morning so that people can listen to them as early as 4 a.m. So people will listen to this.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Don't they drop at that time already?
I was doing 6 a.m.
Oh.
And I had been getting some suggestions. So people will listen to this and show up at 8.
I suppose you move it to midnight on Thursday. Just, I want to see who listens that early. If anybody
Jeff
listens.
Jeff was newsky. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jeff. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Big whiz.
He sits at home and hits refresh until
6 a.m. And he'll also be first in line. He, oddly enough, he doesn't need to hear about the flex because he already knows and he'll be there first.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
He'll be creeping from the creek.
That's right. Moving on. GJTSTDTC. It goes live tonight. Because this goes live on April 5th.
Yeah, sure.
It goes live tonight at 7 p.m. on
DiscGolfScene.com.
New team captain this year, Mike Apostolou, has decided to be team Orange. Orange. He even said specifically J-Town Orange. So that's pretty cool. Oh. I love that. Mike's an OG, so he can call that J-Town Orange.
I do have a PMS Pantone color specifically for J-Town. So. Ooh. I'm going to use that specific color.
Yep. Love that.
Nice.
This is the third event on the Greater Joliet Tour season with 5 points going to each player of the winning team.
Red team.
Well, We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
It's my year.
You won last year, right?
I did.
No one's going back to back yet.
Mm-mm. No. I think the worst outcome would be Mike, because if he has a win before I do, I'm not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, right.
Now I don't know who I'm rooting for.
He's gonna
more.
Take his then ball and go
for
home.
Then Ryan.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
We'll see how it shakes out.
I would love to see Ryan go back to back, and I would love to see Apostolou come out of nowhere.
Stilson has told me that he will be signing up for this event.
Ooh. We got a ringer.
I am going to scoop that mofo first.
I'm the ringer.
I don't think so.
How do you determine draft order?
Rolling of the dice.
Rolling of the dice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Godspeed, everyone.
I think we should do the order of the rolling of the dice that we did for the Fantasy Frisbee analytics and reconnaissance team. I liked the way that order was played. I think it was more fair than doing the snake draft style, by the way.
Right.
But
sure,
we can plan that out as we go.
It was snake. It's just the snake shifted every time it went across.
Yeah.
Last but not least, the fourth event on the Greater Joliet Tour season is the 21st New Lenox Open. Jason, hit me with the tagline.
Better ingredients, better pizza, New Lenox.
That's it. Nailed it.
You're going to like the way you look.
New year, new logo, New Lenox. The event. This event is on May 25th and 26th, and it is an AM-only event. Event registration goes live on Friday, April 19th on
DiscGolfScene.com.
And one more time, because all of this is unofficially brought to us by
DiscGolfScene.com.
Kat?
Is this where we come on, Pete?
Yes!
That's all not right. What it means. Oh, sorry. Pete, we're so sorry.
It doesn't mean that.
We're not
you didn't
sorry.
Say it that way.
Oh, no, I was like chanting, come on, Pete. Come on, Pete.
Yeah, come on, Pete. Yeah. Like he's in a race and you're throwing a t-shirt at him.
Yeah.
You don't want to trip him, though.
Don't trip him. Yeah.
All right. That is a wrap on the Callahalander Rundown, which means it's time that we hear from our sponsors and take a quick break. So don't go anywhere. This is going to start playing again in 45 seconds.
Goink.
Or so. Let me do that again.
Leave it. That was great.
Hey, Disc Golf family. It's Andrew Weary with Redemption Disposal and Recycling. If you need a dumpster, we are your go-to local contact. Are you getting a new roof, remodeling your house, or doing some landscaping? Maybe you're just looking to get rid of the old junk to make room for your new hyzer racks and disc golf gear. Redemption Disposal's standard size dumpsters are large enough for most jobs. The 15-yard dump trailers are on regular tires and hauled by standard pickup trucks, helping avoid any damage to surfaces, allowing for tight maneuvering, and the compact style helps minimize any inconvenience to homeowners. Our convenient and speedy service is unmatched, all at a competitive price. You can find us on Facebook at Redemption Disposal or email admin@redemptiondisposal.com. We look forward to helping you out with your future projects, but until then, we'll see you out on the course.
Oh boy. And we're back.
That's not going on the podcast.
We're back.
No.
And it's time for the gin and juice with Big Cat Ryan Stilson.
Stoked. Heck stoked.
Yay.
Where does Big Cat come from?
Oh God. Well, originally I believe it's from Jake Stovey, if I'm being completely honest.
For real? It's that fresh?
I've never been called Big Cat until I started working at the shop. Ever.
Was the cat logo before the nickname?
The mullet cat? So the original mullet cat that I did was...
I mean, it's not out of left field.
No, God, no. Yeah, no, yeah, no.
It's appropriate across
the board. It's 100% appropriate.
When I heard it, I was like, oh, that must be what you've always been known as.
No, everyone would always call me Pops, Dad, or Stilson.
Mm.
That's because I'm the old man of the group and I take care of all my children.
I think that's an appropriate
The
vibe,
old man but, from Sandwich.
Yeah. I'm 15 years older than he is, but I still am like, yeah, you're kind of a dad.
Yeah.
Super dad.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, there is a warmth about you. The vibe just feels very welcoming. I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that it just feels nice to be around you.
Not for me.
I know. It's a Ryan thing. We despise each other.
Yeah. They're just cats looking at each other from across the room.
So for listeners who are not seeing the video, Jason, can you describe Ryan's look?
Ooh. Handlebar mustache is where my eyes go immediately.
That's we the right talk place about, to start.
Talk about that.
He's got kind of a Hulkamania mustache.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah
oh, definitely yeah, Hulkamania.
Yeah.
Hulkamania.
Brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
The sideburns are where I go second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the general drip vibe is where I would go third.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's got it tied back, but he's got it one hell of a mullet going on. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's take it. It's my favorite when he's got it.
Yeah. Shake it.
There you go.
The slow-mo Pantene version. Yeah.
There's a new energy in the room.
There you go, y'all.
It wasn't until this exact moment that I realized that you are the neighbor from Office Space.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's a compliment. It. Yeah. The character is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Hell no.
Oh, two chicks. I know.
You have to watch it. It is a must
nipple
see.
Shows on.
Office Space.
Always talking about when there's a boob on TV. Okay.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
What is the actor's name that plays that guy? He's from Third Rock.
No, he's from the
Drew Carey Show.
His name is like, it's not Patton Oswalt, but it's like something close to that.
Oh, God. That does look like me. Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. The deucer just showed him a pick.
Diedrich Bader.
Diedrich Bader. Okay. That's correct.
That's it.
So but just like part of that guy. It is a compliment. But what I was going to say before that hit me like a lightning bolt is when you have your hair tied back and it's not mullet mode,
that's professional
it looks
mode.
Like Thomas Jefferson. It looks like a patriot from 1776. And I love it. I love it.
I think it's hilarious that you say that. Bailey calls my ponytail when I do it like that. She calls it a colonial ponytail.
Yes.
The colonial tail.
Colonial tail.
Yes. Sheila and I just locked eyes and said that to each other. That was very funny.
Colonial tail.
As a dead president with a Thomas Jefferson, like that needs to be on a disc, like a coin
type design.
Okay. All right. So we've got your vibe covered. To just one last thing I'll say is Jason talked about your drip. Your shirts are almost always very like vibrant and loud, but not an obnoxious way. For some reason, it just seems right.
It really fits. I don't know why, but I am drawn towards the bright and obnoxious colors, and they're fun, and they, like you said, they kind of just reflect my personality.
Like carefree.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather, and I think you and I discussed this the one time too, like, I feel like I would look way more approachable in what I'm wearing now versus just like a blacked out sweatshirt and like
definitely
like the polar opposite. I mean,
put a Slayer t-shirt on him and I'm not talking
and it's
guy.
Like I'm exactly. scared of that guy.
Yeah.
I'm friendly.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to start driving Jason's van for sure.
Right. Free discs.
Yeah.
Has it always been that way? Like the fits and the drip, or was that like, do you feel like there was a moment or a time where you were like,
oh God,
oh, I just found,
did you emerge out of your chrysalis?
Yeah. So, I went to school at NIU, got my master's.
Hell yeah. Go Huskies.
Yeah. Woo. Got my master's from NIU. Absolutely hated every second of it. It was miserable. Honestly, miserable.
Yeah.
Internship was not fun. I realized that wearing a suit and tie every day for like 6 months straight was not what I like to do. The degree that I got, it's in rehab counseling. So it's helping individuals that were recently injured find a new job. And I was working in the private sector, and that made me absolutely hate every single thing that I was doing. If I said one thing wrong in front of a lawyer, I could cost my client hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that is not what I like doing. So
That pressure.
Yeah.
God, when the pressure is just about money too, like there's other kinds of pressure that's good. Mm-hmm. And that like, you don't want to disappoint because it's important. The mission's important, whatever. But like,
absolutely.
When it's just a matter of there's stakeholders, there's like board, there's investors, and that's who you're answering to. Got it.
It was not fun. That being said, I did a lot of other interning opportunities with like assistive technology and teaching individuals that were blind how to use a just like a screen reader, or individuals that were deaf how to use a audio reader for like screens or for books and stuff like that. That was one of the most enjoyable times ever. It was really fun being able to do that. Ever since I finalized with the degree and everything, I went back to the grocery store that I was originally working at, was able to wear Hawaiian shirts and other shirts that I actually like. I felt like I more or less evolved back into
rediscovered
the fun,
yourself.
Yeah, fun, came out of the loving, cocoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a miserable person, and now it's the complete opposite.
Dude.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. I knew that there was a reason for it, but I like wasn't 100%, but I love that that was like a becoming self-aware in that mm-hmm. moment in life for you of going like, I am not jiving with this. Like,
no,
I need to be who I am at the core, and whatever that leads me to, I mean, here we are.
And that was the thing. Like, I always knew that I wanted to help people. I was always the type of person that loved helping people. It was just that self-fulfillment of me to help someone. I don't know why, but it just felt good. I went back to the grocery store right before the pandemic started. And once the pandemic started, it was just nonstop, constantly helping people. And it was the best. And it felt really good to work a 60-hour or like a 50-hour week, and it was just weird. And getting that, like, the thankfulness from helping the people was one thing, but, you know, not getting it in return from the people that matter, that's when it was like, okay, this is a red flag.
Sure. But, talk about following your blue ooze, though.
Mm, it was oozing.
Knowing that something was off and then kind of discovering what felt right and like following that. God, that's awesome. You were disc golfing the whole time from college all the way up, like through all the jobs you were not liking or.
Oh yeah. I started disc golfing in, let's see, roughly around 2009, 2010.
Were you at NIU at that time?
No, I was in high school at that time. Mm. I'm a youngin.
He was in fourth grade.
I actually remember getting my permit and me and my dad driving to the disc golf course. And like, I was like, all right, this is where I disc golf. And then he's like, all right, let's go home. And I was like, oh, okay. getting those hours, baby. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. But no, it was I've been playing for so long that like, it's just, to me, it's goofy. The amount of stuff that has changed, the amount of companies that have came and gone, like, it cracks me up.
So what I wanted to figure out is, you know, when this relationship with Gateway started and, you know, when you started getting really competitive and just kind of mm-hmm. talk about like.
Let's see. With me starting back in like 2009, 2010, I was not competitive at first. Had no clue what tournaments or leagues or anything like that was. I just knew what my Star Aviar and my Champ Orc were, and that Jericho Lake was Champ in Orc. Oh yeah, Jericho Lake was in Aurora, and that was about mm-hmm. 25 minutes from my house, so mm-hmm. I would go there and play a bunch.
Is Jericho, did they have, there's like a stream that runs alongside the course, right?
Yep, a stream, and then there's a pretty big lake.
There's also a lake. It's
it's Jericho Lake.
Jericho Lake.
But but yeah, so there's definitely a stream there, and I've definitely lost my Champ Orc there. Rest in peace. Yeah, I wish I still had my original disc, but no. After playing at Jericho Lake for a while, I would always notice this really tall guy and his wife walking around, and they would always like say hey or hello or what do y'all throw in? And I was like, you know what?
Who was it? Can we guess? Is it somebody we know?
I bet you got. I know Sean probably knows who it is.
Obama.
Close.
Mm-hmm. Is it Blaine?
Different couple.
Blaine
it is.
Shep?
It is Blaine and Christy Shep.
Knew it.
Blaine and Christy Shep were the two people that introduced me to leagues.
We're so close.
They were the ones that introduced me to leagues, and they were the ones that talked me into coming out and playing a doubles event at Jericho Lake. That was the first time I ever met the Sheps, George Maltsiniotis.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Shout out to George. He just he mailed me back our number one tag
from that was cool.
So funny.
2016. That's cool.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
I freaking love George.
And then the Esquivels, they don't necessarily play as much anymore, but they are probably one of the best like families of disc golfers in Illinois that don't play disc golf.
And crazy good.
Like shredders. They could have been sponsored by Innova, but one of them turned it down because he was wanting to start a family. That's another story. But yeah, after that, started playing more leagues. Fox Valley Metro was my home league. Played with them for years and still represent them whenever I can. And
did you know David Cope back then?
Yeah, I think he wasn't playing that long. But
he wasn't Sir David Cope.
Yeah, but sure. I definitely just Dave know Cope. Dave Cope.
Yeah.
He wasn't even David yet. He was just Dave.
He was just Dave. But yeah, I'm very familiar with that gentleman. But started playing out at Eagle. Soon after that, everyone was saying, tournaments, you know, play a tournament. I said, what are you talking about, a tournament? Like, you guys are playing leagues. This is just out of my league. So Illinois States, thank you. Illinois States came around and I signed up for the junior and under 19 division. And I shredded it. Shout out to Mark Boots Schultz for being my caddy. He helped me out a bunch. And ever since I won that, I just kind of progressed up the ranks. Novice, rec, intermediate, and pretty much whenever I would win one of those tournaments, I would try and just move up to the next division. Just test myself even more with greater competition.
How many years have you been with Gateway now?
I've been with Gateway for 2.5, I believe.
Were you with any other manufacturers before that?
No, but I definitely tried throwing I'm not going to throw shame to a manufacturer, but I tried throwing an all manufacturer's bag once and it didn't turn out well.
Sorry, Arrowby.
Oof, yeah. That epic wasn't working.
So when it comes to getting sponsored, I think, you know, if you're a competitive player, you probably have an idea how this works, but the less competitive players maybe have no idea. Mm-hmm. How did you end up getting that relationship with Gateway?
Man, I'm not going to lie. You're really going to hate how I tell this story. So
let's skip it then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, anyway, if you want. So anyways, the one day I went down to the factory and I was talking to them and, you know, these two goobers that work there, the names Corey and Alex. Oh, I was talking to them.
One of them sounds pretty cool.
Oh, they're definitely both really cool.
Okay.
And Ryan was like, hey guys, I'm really good.
That is literally exactly what I said. No,
you guys, I'm good.
They were like, hey, we're thinking about starting a new team. Would you be interested in maybe representing for us? And I was like, guys, I'm like 980. Like, are you sure? They're like, oh, that's perfect. And I'm like, all right, let's send it. So I ended up leaving there with a bag and a box of about 25 discs, all Gateway and like their other companies.
Based on what? Your conversation?
Drip, based on the good looks. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Literally? Like, no, just your like vibe?
Vibes for sure. I kicked it off really well with these goobers, and they're literally like some of my best friends right now.
That seems like a lot to give somebody that you've never seen play, that you don't really know a lot about. Like a full bag, you said, with like 25 discs?
It was definitely at least 20 to 25 discs and a bag.
I would say they are right on par with a lot of the manufacturers understanding that it is not about the play anymore.
No,
it's about the vibe, and
I've had those experiences too in the shop. Like, yeah, definitely. That's how I became connected with like Alberto Ochoa. Mm. He just came in one day and was talking with me, and I was like, dog,
you're cool.
We're friends now. You're part of my crew now. Absolutely. You're with us. Another person that comes to mind, Sonny Yu.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he came in the shop one day, Cloudy. And I was like, immediately, I was like, you're a dog. You hang out with these people up by you now. And so I totally get that. Like, that is a, to just have that vibe check right away is.
Yeah. And I mean, it was really cool. The only disc that I really had a lot of experience with was the Wizard. And I feel like everyone knows what the Wizard is.
Never heard of it.
So it's this putter, and it's a really popular putter that Gateway molds. But that being said, other than that, didn't really have a lot of experience with their discs, and brought my bag into the warehouse, and we compared discs to what they have, and I left there with pretty much compliments to everything that I'm bagging, just with Gateway.
Somebody else that might be interested in being part of Team Gateway. Mm-hmm. What would your bullet points be of like, why it's a good idea to be part of Team Gateway? What would the...
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite things about being on Gateway is the fact that it is extremely personable. The fact that I can just go there and be like, what's up, guys? And they're like, yo, Stilson. And like, we just go and hang out. Mm. It makes me feel like a family. And like, I've known these guys for a couple years now. You know what I mean? That is a big thing. The fact that they actually mold different discs for probably 5 or 6 other companies other than Gateway, like subsidiary companies, it makes me feel like I can pretty much throw a open bag because I'm allowed to throw other discs that Gateway makes.
Who are those other companies?
A couple of them are AGL, Black Zombie, Wild Discs, which I believe is
cool.
What's so cool about it, Alex?
I just didn't know that they sponsored we just bought discs from them for the Forest Preserve Tour Series.
Absolutely.
No, just because they're donating proceeds to
wildlife
conservation.
100%, so, which is really cool. That's really cool. So I got those three. And then there's a European company. I believe it's called Mercury Discs. They have a putter. And on top of that, I believe there's Reptilian and one other company that I'm forgetting. But that being said, I think I have about 60 to 70 different molds I can choose from.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And I feel like every week there's always like one little one that sneaks into the shop. And I'm like, what is this now?
Yeah, I'm definitely bringing tons of goodies every other week. Yeah. My favorite one right now is definitely Proto 136.
Yeah, you know that one.
Okay, okay, great.
Wasn't a fan of 135.
No, yeah. Too fluffy.
136, definitely.
Beefy.
Yeah.
Beef. Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good.
I want to throw it to you, Sean, from the Gateway, for people who don't know much about Gateway, including myself. Like, I know a little bit about them, but what are they like to work with compared to some of the other manufacturers you work with?
Just as Kat is describing it, I mean, because it's a smaller company, it feels more grassroots. So the guy that I had been dealing with over there for years, Dave Schrag, he was there for years. He would just text me, what do you need? I'd hit him with some numbers. I'd get an invoice. They'd be there in 36 hours. You just don't, like, I could get that if I wanted it from some of the bigger companies, but like, he would start that conversation with, do you need anything right now?
They value.
Innova's never done that. Discraft's never done that. MVP's never done that. I mean, I've been with, you know, an ambassador for Discmania, like, and not to discredit them, but like, they don't do that. They get me stuff. They hook me up, but not necessarily in that manner when it comes to like stock at the shop.
I think they're all big enough now that it's impossible to do that.
Sure.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
So then you got to give credit to Gateway for going and like making that happen, making you feel like you matter.
I'll be completely honest with you. They go above and beyond, and I definitely like it helps like having a homie. But just the other day, we needed some more stuff for the shop, and I called Alex and FaceTimed him, and he literally got up from his lunch and just sprinted to the warehouse to show us like all the new cool stuff.
I was laughing because I'm watching from like over his shoulder. I'm like, holy shit. Like,
he's running with a sandwich in his mouth, just trying not to choke. But it's very awesome.
Threw together an order.
Yeah.
Like in right minutes. There on the FaceTime.
Yep.
And we were going through our stock at the time and going, okay, we're good on this, but let's get some of these. And then what do you have for these? And he's pulling stuff. And he's like, do you want this stock stamp? Do you want this custom stamped? Because they've had dies made for us. We have like Groundhog logo with them and DDG logo. You know, they keep those. Yeah. So they can put it on whatever and custom stamped. I think like 3/4 of that order is all custom stamped. 100%. Hellwood stuff.
100%.
So it's really cool. I mean, again, I don't want to discredit Discmania and the things that we've built together, but like in a way, I'm jealous of the relationship that Kat has with Gateway because it is, I'm going to go there. I'm going, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with the Gateway guys. Like, I've never been able to have that with Discmania. The closest thing that I could say is like the close relationship I have with Dana Vici and the, you know, he is the conduit to having the closest thing to that. I've really been able to admire from, you know, once removed with Kat and Gateway. And it has brought a new, because I love all the brands, right? Like as disc golfers, we love all the different brands for all the, you know, different reasons or whatever.
Yeah.
And it has kind of brought Gateway to the front, and it is locally becoming insanely popular. I think because of Kat and it's, you know, guys like Finwall and Casey
Debo and
all these other local sponsored Gateway players. It's been really cool, and people are coming in and experimenting and going, whoa, I didn't know. And it's like things we take for granted because Gateway's been around since the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, so It's just great to see. I love it.
I can see why it resonates with you specifically, because I know small business and customer service and like making sure people feel taken care of is like part of who you are and who Delwood is.
Definitely.
So of course there's that connection.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Let's talk about the Canyons log. It's long, long. It's better than that. It's good.
Yes.
This video series that I've said a couple times already today, like, I think it's some of the coolest disc golf content out there right now. I think Sheila should get on the mic.
I think Sheila should definitely 100% hop on Jason's mic.
100%.
Yes.
You're the...
There is no Canyon's Log without Sheila. It's not for us to discuss.
You're doing the camera work. You're doing the editing. Like, you got to be part of the conversation.
Okay.
okay.
So, I don't know. We've said this already earlier in the episode, but you are an employee at Delwood.
100%.
So, you're like... part of the Delwood, like, I can't separate you from Delwood in my mind now.
Good. You shouldn't.
So when you guys are coming up with Canyon's Log ideas, how is that happening?
Well, I feel like this happened December, January, where we were bored and there was nothing going on. Thinking, you know, planning.
We're sitting around and just spitballing ideas.
That's December's when you came on board, right? Or right around then?
I came on board the
Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yep, my first day was Black Friday.
That's right. I thought it was Black Wednesday.
Why is this got to be a race thing?
I was going to say
it was a Friday in November.
Yeah,
there we go. Towards the end,
the fourth to be exact. Yeah. But yeah, just spitballing in the shop. I mean, like you were saying earlier about Kat, the vibes. You can't hang out with he. He gets me excited.
Sure.
He comes to the table with ideas. He comes to the table with, wouldn't it be funny if? Mm. Or, I saw this video. Have you seen this? Check this out.
Yeah.
I have friends like that, but I feel like I am always that person to my friends. I'm looking at you, Ryan.
Can you hear me nodding?
He's shaking his head.
You can hear me nodding. Yeah.
So to have Kat come into the fold like this, and then all of a sudden I have this new, I don't want to overuse conduit, but like new person bringing things to my feed is like, oh my God.
Your algorithm IRL.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it kind of like from feeling those vibes was like, oh, then it became video. And then it was, let's go shoot these rounds and then record it. And then like literally like, even sometimes moments before we're getting ready to go shoot, we come up with the idea of what we're
going to do. Or while we're in it.
We're in it. So, and that just comes from brainstorming and just being in the moment and not overthinking it too much. You know?
Well, I think that's what draws us to it is its simplicity. It's just hanging out and playing disc golf. It's what we all love.
That was the goal.
You put some cool music behind it. You catch the funny parts. And like, it's entertaining and it's perfect and it's what a round at Delwood should be. And that's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to it.
I think one of the best things too is we get to play disc golf with people that we typically don't get to play with. It's super fun. I love it. And it is literally something that I look forward to every week. It is awesome.
How are you? Talk a little bit about being behind the camera, doing the editing. Like, I know you were talking about it a little bit upstairs. Like, you have a very full life. You're very busy, but you're making time for this thing.
Yeah, when Sean told me we should be filming a video every week, I rolled my eyes because I'm like, there is no way I have time for that. So I was reluctant at first, but then immediately because I'm just a creative person. So to have a new creative outlet for that, like, fulfills something in me. I feel like every video we do, I improve on something. So the latest one, which was not even technically a Canyon's Log, we just did a quick like ad, I guess you could say, for the Spore for Discmania. Mm-hmm. And it was just going to be Sean and I because we wanted to do it. It was releasing the next day. It was crappy weather. But when
and
we got to the shop.
We had just done Canyon's Log with Casey and the Chili on Monday. Yeah. So we're kind of like, you know, figuring out the schedule of all this stuff as well. So
we showed up at the shop and the group of goobers, I would say, was there. Certified. And we're like, do you guys want to just throw this with us and hang out? And all of them said absolutely.
They were gonna buy it anyway.
Like,
they
literally
they were gonna do it. Yeah,
stopped what they were doing. Yeah, right now.
Who's the goobers? Is your homies?
No,
they're my homies. But definitely,
Tim Potter,
loving
Augie, Bud Bundy,
Donnie Miller was in town.
Tanner, in town from Virginia. Tanner Beamer. Yeah, it was great. I mean, dudes that are at the shop three or four times a week.
So like, from a very young age, I grew up making videos with my friends. And then like Sean and I used to make videos like in our late teens, early 20s. And this is like, it's coming back for me. And this latest video was my favorite because it was like skate video vibes. And that's what we grew up on, was watching skate videos. Yeah. And that was something that's always inspired. So it was fun to put that together and give everybody their own part.
Dude, more. Please keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're booked.
Yeah. We're 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
People are hitting us up and I'm like, yeah, but it's not for a month. Like, awesome, but like we can do that, but it's next month.
Can I invite myself onto a Canyons log?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Please. I would love to remember what it's like to play a round of disc golf.
See?
Yeah.
And that's fun. The fun part is it's forcing us to go out where we could easily make an excuse of we have something else to do. Now this has become work also, but it's the fun part of work.
Yeah, and we're practicing too, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hanging, and I mean, we're spitballing the video and then also talking about the course
100%.
And the things that need to change and the wouldn't it be cool ifs. And
then you're acing.
Vance, your ace. God, Did we even talk about that? We've never
that was not a fired up or anything. We have never talked about that on the show.
No.
What happened, Vance?
It was a dream.
Tell it real quick.
Oh, it's hole 16 at Delwood.
Yeah.
I'm a lefty, there's all the room on the left.
Yep.
And I've thrown that exact same shot 1,000 times. It always just buries usually close to the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a terribly difficult shot for a lefty. You just got to let it fade in.
Mm-hmm.
And that time it was just
perfect.
Just blasted and stuck right in the chains. And it took me a second. And then Stilson picked me up and he lost his sunglasses.
I broke my glasses. It was the best thing ever.
Both the lenses
popped out.
And then they made me run all the way down.
Oh boy.
And go grab it. And that was it. It was
most fun. Exercise he's done in a minute.
A long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And that was your first Delwood ace.
My first Delwood ace.
That was so That's sick.
Great. Mm-hmm. That was great.
It was on camera?
100%. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was in the log.
Oh, I need to see that. I think I may have already seen it, but I want to see it again.
Watch it three more times.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, nothing is sticking in my brain lately. So
that's okay.
I need to rewatch
that's okay,
that. Bud. All right. Awesome. The Canyons log. If you haven't checked it out, everybody, just follow Delwood on Instagram, Facebook. Those are the two main places they can find it all, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so good. So good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant to say too, this upcoming Tuesday is Austin Kapp and Noah Feel, who's taking the day off of school. He's 15 years old.
His mom's allowing him to have the day off of school.
His parents are allowing him to take the day off of school.
This is ridiculous.
To film the Canyons log with us on Tuesday.
God, that's
and
cool.
I was like,
he'd be back in school before lunch.
I don't know how.
He probably could be too.
Yeah. Like, that's so crazy to me.
It is. It is. But if you think about the fact that he's so passionate about it, and like, if my parents had helped to nurture anything that I was that passionate about, I think that's a really.
Yeah.
Like, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What you're going to learn in school, there's no way it's as valuable as like nurturing something that someone's really passionate about.
Yeah.
That's my mom didn't let me skip school to go fishing, right? Though.
No.
I was pretty passionate about
kids
fishing.
Kid's lucky. He's got some cool parents. I just met them in passing, but I want to tell them, like, either you're terrible parents or you're amazing parents. And I haven't figured out which one it is yet.
Knowing how good of a kid Noah is, like,
he's such a good kid.
He's a good
totally,
kid.
Totally, yeah. totally. Good so kid. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. That's I need to start putting cool. those in the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
No. This is on Tuesday.
Explosion.
Yeah.
It won't. Yeah. So we'll miss it.
I'll be gone.
But yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. I will see it in my feed.
You will 100% see it.
Let's move us along. We're going to talk a little bit about the photo phenomenon, and then we're going to end up with a little bit about you just working at Delwood and having a disc golf job. That's really cool.
Sure.
So for people who haven't seen the photo phenomenon yet, what is it? What's going on with this thing?
So it is literally just me and Finwall. Actually, it's just me posing by this tree on 6E. And then if you look carefully between my legs, you might see a little goblin.
Which I normally do.
Well, you'll have to look really closely, though.
Yeah.
Which you normally do. And you'll see Finwall there just peeping through my legs. So we did it one round. Ben Matlock was the one that took the picture, I believe.
Was there a picture of just you and then there was Finwall between your legs? Or Finwall was always...
He was always there.
So whose idea was it to sit in the spot?
I was sitting there and I was like, all right, Finwall, get over here. And he's like, oh, I'm going to get between your legs and we'll take a picture.
Oh,
and I was like, yes. So
the vibe of the photo is like you're looking off in the distance.
I'm pondering life after I just got that bogey on 6A.
We've all been there.
Oh, I know.
I was thinking about it today. I was like, as the 14 photos that we have so far that are compiling, the song that I hear, Jason, you're going to have to help me. It's like the 90s nostalgia song that's on like every TikTok video. Ugh, come on.
I hear Runaway Train.
Can you play it? Or like, can you sing it for us? You're really good at this, right?
I can just hear the guitars. It sounds a lot like Deftones.
Oh, tree. Is that pine tree?
Pine Grove?
Pine Grove, yeah.
Is that it?
Pine Grove.
Oh, we can't go anywhere else until we hear it now.
No, we can't.
I'm certain that I have the wrong song.
I think I may even have the wrong song.
But it's still funny. In my head, I'm hearing Smash Mouth.
Yeah, I mean, that also works, but there's another song. This is important, guys.
All this.
The years start coming and they don't stop coming and they don't stop coming.
It just, I saw the photos and I was like, everybody's sitting there contemplating life, like, but it's all a bunch of homies. So it just makes me think of like nostalgia. Like we're all thinking of better times or, you know, I don't know.
It's really comical too. Cause like half the time, if you look at the picture, it's on my Facebook cover photo, but it just keeps changing damn near every week. But if you look closely, some of the pictures are not of people. They're of their dogs that they have sit next to the tree instead. And it's just super funny. Like, I can't believe that it actually took off. Like, we weren't even trying to do anything about it. We were just being goobers. And it worked, I guess.
I think my favorite one so far has got to be Vizzy with the Broom.
Vizzy with the broom.
It was like,
Vizzy with the broom. And then the one that we just recreated with the table in the river.
Yes.
Was that there? Did somebody throw it in the river?
Yes. It's been there.
Of course.
Yeah. That was a really fun one.
We know that there is a picnic table in the creek, guys. Thank you for always letting me
know. There's a picnic table there, guys.
We know it's there.
Yeah.
I with the canyons being a destination course, I love the idea that somebody would travel from out of state to take that picture.
I can't wait for the first one to come.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Joey Three Putts, I know you can hear me right now. Come back to Delwood and please have fun recreate the big cat photo. Please.
Yeah.
And then come hang out with us.
I was going to say, we don't call him Joey Three Putts anymore. He's J3PO.
J3PO.
It's a funny little phenomenon. And the fact that you weren't trying to do something, that's why it's awesome.
No, it just caught on super quick. And it's, like I said, every other day, I feel like there's a new picture that I'm adding. And it's hilarious.
God, I can't wait to see what it looks like a year from now.
Oh, it's all the people.
That's why I'm saying, like, huge mosaic. Eventually. We'll make it into something cool.
If you can recreate the photo, but made up of hundreds of little
photos.
Get out of my brain.
Oh my God.
I'm just thinking that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about disc golf as your job.
Yeah.
You transitioned from something that you were happy with for a while and then started to make you, you know, it wasn't feeling right. And how did you end up getting the job at the Canyons? Did you go, hey, Sean, could you use some help? Or how did...
Oh, God.
Obviously, you've known Sean and Sheila for a long time.
You did the same thing you did to Gateway. Hey, guys, look, I'm really good.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Pretty much,
what happened. I hate to say it, but it sounded... I was listening to the podcast with Andy that you guys just did.
Yeah.
And how he was talking about how he kind of slid into Joe Mez's DMs. I'm pretty sure we can look back into Sean's DMs and see me messaging him saying, hey, man, I got like, you know, a couple of years of experience in retail and like even more years of experience in disc golf. You trying to work together and like, you know, hire me?
100%. And it wasn't that I wasn't thinking about you. But I just didn't think that was a thing. Like, I didn't think that was a possibility. And then for him to have, and we talked about this a little bit, end of last season, maybe. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Immediately, I was like, yes.
1,000 times, yes.
And I remember reading it and looking at Sheila and showing her and being like tomorrow, we're going to have him at the shop.
Yeah.
And you did interview.
Because you messaged me and you were like, tomorrow we're going to have him at the shop.
Yeah. That was a very quick turnaround.
It was like really quick.
They asked me first.
Well, yeah, when they said Ryan, I was suggesting you, not me.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, they asked me about you first. They were like, are you sure this is a good idea? And I was like, I guess so.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'll let it go. Fine.
And it's been amazing. Thank you, Ryan. He's just kind of...
It's been
all the things, everything we just talked about, you know, as goofy as, you know, having a photo in a spot and everybody's like, I want to do that because Big Cat did it and that's cool.
Yeah.
That is happening at the counter every day. Everything that Sheila and I have been experiencing for the last 7 seasons, he has
experienced fast in 7 months.
In the last four or five months to going, oh yeah, like all these characters and these people that we know. And you know, he's just part of the family now, like super quick. It's epic.
It feels like you're the son that like, but you know, they're passing the, like it's, there is a family vibe for sure. And I think it's because of the care you put into it. Like I never see you in the shop standing around. You're either sweeping or helping somebody find discs, making recommendations, or you're always doing something. Like you are making yourself so valuable and just providing service. So wherever you're standing, you're doing something of service. And that's the kind of thing I don't think you get usually, unless it's like a family owned, like you have some kind of emotional connection to the business.
I hate standing still and not doing stuff, but I'm always like able to find stuff to do. So that doesn't bother me at all. Just kind of one thing to piggyback off of what Sean just said about the 7 years and like all that. One memory that I definitely am like just engraved and it's not going to go anywhere. And I appreciate Sean a bunch for this. It was one day at Hellwood and I was just having a shit day. Like it was just a long day. Anything and everything could happen, and it did. And Sean came up to me. He's like, yo, you good? Like, what's up? Like, you look like you're in a funk. And as soon as he said that, it was just, I just broke down. And it was so funny. Like, to me, if I did that at my other job or at, like, my previous job, my boss would be like, bro, what is wrong with you? Like, chill out. Go in the cooler. Those are what they're made for. Like, go cry in the coolers. Yeah. We don't have a cooler at the shop, so Hellwood was where we cried. But no, it felt really good, and it felt like it made me have more trust in them as a boss and just as people in general. So it was nice.
Imagine being treated like a human being by your employer.
So weird. So weird. It was. I hate to say it, but it took me about 10 years to figure that out, and now it feels really good, and I like it.
He's getting used to it.
It's pretty nice. Don't
let him we joke that he unofficially signed a 20-year contract. So
yeah, and they're the ones that are going to have to break it.
Yeah.
Well,
blood.
I had a question that I almost submitted into the mailbag, which I do from time to time.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
And it was going to be, what's wrong with America? Which is a hilariously big question, but also there's some very real insight that I think could come from that.
Oh, man.
And when I think about, for me, the answer is kind of like capitalism to an extent. It's like profits over people, like this, that's so pervasive. And I think Delwood is this little refuge where that's not the case. And I wanted to hear you kind of talk about that.
I don't know. I feel like Delwood is everyone's little happy place. And I feel like that is the place where people can go and we can listen to them. And we do. Oh, we do.
You're dropping the Cheers music.
Oh, I was just going to say, everybody knows your name.
Everyone does know your
name. I just wanted to make sure it's there.
But no, I... Sometimes you want to go where
everybody knows your name. Dude, day before, I think, Tuesday... Because I always pride myself, everybody comes in, I know their name. Mm-hmm. And it was like 20, because it was busier that day.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 25 people deep. And I was like, first and last.
It was awesome.
First and last. And I wasn't, I was just making so mental notes.
You know their first and last name.
I literally knew 25 people in a row that to anybody else that's from the core disc golf community, they wouldn't even know their first name.
Nope.
Sure.
So like it really truly is like that. And we pride ourselves in that. And it is where you can come and air your grievances at that counter if it's birdies and bogeys or having a hard time.
Sure.
Life in general. I'll listen.
I see it. Every time I'm in the shop, I see people bent over that counter.
Yeah.
And you guys are listening. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay,
You were making eye contact.
So interested for half a second.
We were losing Jason a little bit, and then all of a sudden he was like,
bent over? Things have changed since I weren't there.
Yes, that's funny, but the special thing about it is that you guys are also like actually listening. Mm-hmm. You're actually there with people.
Yeah.
You're not like, your body language doesn't indicate that you're waiting for this person to stop.
Yeah.
God, that's
all I can
valuable.
Picture is handsome Dan from Wayne's World when he's like, work is hard. You know, like he's just switching DAT tapes and he's not actually paying attention to Wayne and Garth.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool, but you wouldn't hear it because you're a freak with a microphone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Amazing. It seems like a match made in heaven, honestly.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's great, right?
Stop. Put the gun down.
Say it's great.
It's great. It's great. It's great. I swear.
I will say that when we were talking about like, oh, well, what if we do an episode with Ryan? And I was like, well, we could talk about, you know, the Delwood and the relationship and everything. And Sean and Sheila were the first ones to be like, that's going to feel weird. Like, you can't have your boss ask you live on a recording device, like, how do you feel about your job kind of situation?
Oh, of course. But I mean, it was fine once he put the gun away, I swear. Yeah. No, I mean, everything I said was completely true. And I am thrilled, ecstatic, super excited to see what happens this year with Delwood, with disc golf, with everything.
I'm excited to watch it too. I mean, the synergy is real. Like, you're bringing things to the table that is like growing into bigger things. And that's a really cool feeling when you're part of an organization that hears you and wants to like do what you think is cool. Your footprint and your fingerprints are all over the business. And like the future of Delwood is like quite literally something you're helping to mold. And that's,
I love it. It's amazing. Super fun.
All right. Do we want to get into the fantasy stuff first or mailbag stuff first?
I think fantasy, so that way you guys can get punished while we go over the mailbag. Oops.
Okay.
Cool. See what I mean? Nothing but good ideas.
Yeah. So,
all right. Let's get into the fantasy frisbee analytics and reconnaissance tournament. Mm-hmm.
What has turned into Alex's favorite segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Sheila asked me a second ago if I'm a bad loser, and my instinct was to defend myself and say, no, of course not. But the reality is there are many instances over the course of my life of having like emotional breakdowns because of losing things like
fantasy leagues.
No, I've grown. But as a kid, for example, my dad and I would be gambling on video games, which we did all the time. And I would be having full on, as like a 10-year-old, way too old for this, but like full on crying, like sobbing, hitting things, like really not being able to handle it. And of course, it didn't help that my dad would be singing and making fun of me while I was having breakdowns.
Yeah.
But I carried it into adulthood to where like we were playing Risk at my office as I was 27 years old. And
table?
No, but I was like, I was shitty. I was being really shitty to a point where my CEO came in the next day and made me sign a contract that said I will not behave like a little bitch at work.
Nice.
Well, you were 27. We'll let it slide.
Yeah. No, that's too old for that. That's way too. There was also a Settlers of Catan issue I had with my roommates where it's another one of those things where it's a game of chance. So it was out of my control. I was getting destroyed. And I said something.
Didn't have enough sheep.
So cruel to a friend of mine. It was brutal. And then afterwards I was like, I'm sorry. That wasn't me. I was like,
it's Catan, man. It's fucking Catan.
I'm not a good loser, but I'm doing fine.
Well, speaking of losing, let's talk about Austin, shall we? Yeah.
So the the Open at Austin came and went, and there were some record-breaking scores, which I'll let Jason talk about. But as far as our tournament goes, we had – these numbers don't even sound right, but they're correct. Coming in last place, we'll go from worst to best, with 187 points, Team Tailwind, and then – Team Deucer with 145 points. God, she did close. Have to have an alt. Haley King dropped out, and so Sarah Hokum had to take her place. And Sarah actually did fairly well. She came in 16th place. So, and then Team Contentious Toad and Team Kala Hallander tied at 66.
As we always
have you
do.
Two ever not tied in a couple?
Yeah, we're always pretty the same. Much always yeah. the same. And then I want you guys to, listeners, all four or five of you, to soak this in. Again, Jason has no idea what she doesn't even know what they look like, right?
Couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
And right. over.
Well, I can now.
Yeah, now you can now.
Yeah, now that I've done 3 weeks.
If I put three tournaments worth of research, Asian women in front of you and said, you tell me which one is Owen Scoggins, you wouldn't know who was who.
Damn it. Nope. He's probably right.
So with a total
none of that was racist, by the way. It was not total,
a total of seven players. His score was a 46.
It's pretty incredible.
Your total for the season so far is less than I scored on this event.
Correct. Yeah, that math tracks.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So
it's insane.
Yeah,
overall, it is. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Overall totals, Team Tailwind, 624. Team Deucer, 418. Team Kala Hallander, 369. Nice.
Nicely done.
Nice.
Team Contentious Toad, 269.
Oh,
You managed to do it again.
Nice.
Nice.
And then wow. Team Jaylene with an 89-point lead at 180 points. It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
So we have a couple spins to do because not only is Alex going to spin the wheel, but everyone except Jason will spin the wheel today.
That's right.
Because Niklas Anttila, who won the tournament, to ace, I believe it was the second round. Don't recall. It was 2 weeks ago, man.
Yeah,
I believe
it was 2 weeks. It feels like forever ago.
It feels like ages, but he did ace, so everyone else gets to spin.
Really cool skip ace that made ESPN.
Yeah, top 10. Top 10. It was number 6.
Yes.
And the commentators on ESPN were kind of shitty about it. Actually,
as they almost always are,
it was really disappointing.
Call it disc golf.
They did call it disc golf, and then the woman said, "Please don't take our golf courses away. Don't replace our golf courses with disc golf courses." Well, she said those words.
That means that,
or maybe the guy did. I don't remember. One of them said that, and I was like,
"They're scared that that might happen."
Yeah,
why? Because golf is an ecological disaster for the planet, and disc golf is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So before we do any spins, I think we owe it. To talk about what she did.
We own it.
That she played the highest rated round of women's professional disc golf in history.
Overall tournament.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I DM'd her when she did it and she responded. She was like, thanks. And I was
sounds good.
Just a thumbs up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. But like again,
I hope she thinks you're a child.
If she even better. If that is the case,
she's like a special kid.
Yes, she's like, oh, okay.
She thinks he's a kid, but also she's got the restraining order paperwork just in case.
Right. In her passenger seat of the van or whatever. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Did you see her video?
The one that went viral about the beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
I love
her. So good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we didn't already all love Owen Scoggins the most after that video, I was like, yep.
Can I say this really quick? Yeah. The only thing that.
Only thing?
Yeah. Owen. The only thing that does bug me just a little bit is that she throws mostly very overstable stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try and teach beginners not to do. Mm-hmm. She makes it work so flawlessly, but it is very difficult to do. And so I hope that doesn't translate to newer players like, oh, I'm going to grab Halo Destroyers now and I'm going to
rip them on
and just try and
forehanding.
So, or Big Cat's like, yes, please sell more Halo Destroyers.
Colossus.
she makes it work so well, though. It's incredible. I just don't want the beginners to emulate, especially like the beginner women, because it is so difficult to discs are not easy to throw. It's not an easy sport to
what she is
just
doing
pick
is
up.
Hard
yeah,
to do.
Very hard. So anyway,
because I follow all of my team on Instagram, I've been watching their highlight reels and I'm seeing incredible disc golf out of my team. And
it's
all the
piece of shit.
It's you, coach.
It is. It really is. When you get DMs from your coach telling you how well you're doing, you're going to do well.
So yeah.
Is what it is.
All right, let's get to these spins. Who wants to spin first? Alex, you got 2 spins.
I'll go.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, no. You don't want to go last because it hurts more. You go first. You did say that. I'm trying to do it for you.
Here we go. This is my spin for finishing in last place.
That's right.
Okay.
And then we'll do Niklas Anttila.
Niklas.
Ace
Niklas.
Spins. Here we go.
That's right.
Tiny wheel.
Is it really? Finally.
Yes. We have a tiny wheel.
Yes.
See,
yes.
It's because I chant, guys.
Let's go.
So
it took 3 rounds.
The tiny wheel, just spin the middle part. You don't need to spin the wheel. Like the red part?
Turn it.
Okay, here we go.
So he got tiny wheel.
Wait. Have we told the listeners what is about to happen? Are they aware of what's...
It's your first time listening, we have a wheel that you spin as a punishment when bad things happen to you.
Right.
But there is an opportunity on the big wheel to land on a smaller tiny wheel, which has all good things that can
good
happen
to you. And that's what has happened.
Except
and
one
there
slot.
There is one spot on the tiny wheel that could send me back to the big wheel.
I hope that happens.
So now we have to chant big wheel.
Yeah.
You know what? There's one spot on here I really hope that it lands on.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Big wheel.
Is that set?
Oh,
auto-tune.
Nice.
So now everything I say will be an auto-tune for the rest of the episode.
Wouldn't it be funny if I just didn't?
That was very Tom Haverford of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Parks
completely.
And Rec.
Yeah. Wow. Well, tell you what, Mr. Autotune, spin that big wheel one more time, why don't you?
Since you already have it.
It's time to spin that big wheel.
Tiny wheel. Tiny wheel. Tiny wheel.
What is it?
Sitting is the opposite of standing.
Oh, sitting is the opposite of standing.
Oh, is it standing?
Yeah.
I thought we had one where I have to sit crisscross applesauce on the floor.
No.
You got to stand up.
Standing
again.
Standing is what you need to do now.
The voice change and standing again.
Again. Yeah.
Good. That's my happy place.
Alex is going to punch the wall.
Oh, no. I'm pretty excited about team. You all are going to sound so boring.
Pass that wheel.
I really hope I can live up to the auto tune. All right, here we go. Team Contentious Toes.
Contentious.
Tiny wheel. Tiny wheel. Tiny wheel.
Oh, no.
It's a shot of my lord.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shot of my lord.
Yeah. It's a shot of my lord.
Yeah. You're just going to have to take a big whiz rip off that bottle.
What?
Do it.
You can.
It's sanitized. Do you remember that? Big whiz just ripping like a quarter of the bottle. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I like that you called it
I was like, big whiz rip. He is one of our people, man. Damn.
What if Wiz was one of us?
You can do better.
You can go higher.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to.
Oh, no.
There we go.
That would be the bare minimum of what I would call a shot.
That's going to put hair on your balls. Or chest. Is it balls or chest?
It's a pretty full glass, if you ask me.
I want to hear the gulp.
I'm moving this so we can make sure that the...
Take a deep breath out before you do that shot.
I just don't...
It's not great. It does suck.
I don't even want to smell it.
No. Ugh. I understand that.
All right.
He doesn't want to smell it.
You're not supposed to embrace that quite as much as you have.
Why? It's my tiny wheel. This is my celebration.
Yeah.
This is tiny wheel.
Calm me down.
I chug Sprite faster.
Two, one.
Sheila said,
"God, that was a big
she chugged the Sprite faster.
Tell us how's it taste.
I swear to it, it's like drinking plastic.
Yeah, it's bad.
Very bad.
Somebody else spin that wheel.
Which way do you go? This way?
Sheila's spinning.
Other way. That way, yeah.
There you go.
Ready?
Tiny wheel. Tiny wheel.
That's tiny wheel. You're yellow.
Oh! Nice.
Another tiny wheel.
Double tiny wheel. T-dubs.
D-T-dubs.
Join me on auto-tune.
I'm going to get this negative 50.
Oh, yeah. There are a couple negative 10s.
Yeah, there are.
And there's a negative 50.
Big wheel.
I'm gonna get
yes.
What if it goes back on tiny wheel?
Tiny wheel.
What is it?
It's pee pee pants.
Pee pee pants.
Okay.
This is better than tiny wheel.
Do we all get to do it?
Yes.
One squirt.
Jason, what is pee pee pants? For listeners who don't know, what is pee pee pants?
This is so weird.
Ryan just got a squirt gun down off the shelf that is fully loaded with water.
It's full of urine.
Get to shoot Sheila in the crotch and give her pee pee pants for the rest of the episode.
It's funny. It's pretty funny.
It's very funny.
Thick sweatpants.
Yes, at least you're wearing black. Yeah.
All right.
How far away do we have to be?
At least 2 centimeters.
Yeah. 2 feet. Let's say 2 feet.
No,
at least
2 feet? I would say like table.
Yeah, table
Six
length.
6 feet. Like 6 feet? Sheila's at the end of the table. We're at the center of the table.
Okay.
Oh.
Hard squirt.
Yeah, he went way left. He went way left.
Everybody gets one?
One squirt. All right, everybody knows the rule.
I just shot and it pulls to the left, so.
Oh, he missed.
Sweatshirt. Pee-pee shirt.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's got two hands. Sean is... Oh,
that's pretty close.
Nice shot. Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Alex likes the feel of it.
Oh, got her in the arm. Oh my god.
All right.
PP arm. PP arm.
No, oh yeah. My god, that's good.
How did you land on PP pants funny. And survive PP pants? You have no PP on your pants right now.
Well, that's it.
Supreme disappointment.
I got to spin.
Yeah, we got one more.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Tiny wheel. Tiny wheel.
Tiny
word box.
Oh, he's got to be blindfolded for the rest of the episode. Does it have to do
with the noggin boss?
Yeah. I don't have. Make some upset. I did shop for a blindfold today, and I didn't find
it. And make him blind.
Way down.
Oh, he's got the. All right.
That's how you do it. Lord Helmet.
There you go. You got it.
How's the temperature in there?
Warm.
Yeah, it's only got to get warmer.
Warm. Is that all the spins?
That's all the spin.
Yeah.
All right.
Jason doesn't get the spin.
Right.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Don't get to, don't need to.
We get back to Big Cat.
Well, I suppose it's time to get into the mailbag, Jason. Take us into that bag.
That it is
mail time.
Mail time.
Jason, take us into that mailbag.
I regret that. Oh, I regret it.
Yeah, no, I'm real.
He's leaning way too far into it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brett Miller is going to provide our first question. He wants to know, what is the Big Cat's regimen for that iconic hair?
Ooh, it's actually really difficult. Every morning I wake up at around 4:45, ice cold shower, conditioner, shampoo, conditioner, and then water. In the hair, of course. Brush that shit down. That is it.
So you're saying ice cold shower every time?
Oh yeah, of course.
Is that real?
No.
Okay.
None of that's real.
The
only thing real about that is shampoo, conditioner, and just brush the shit out of it.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have to try that.
It works really well.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Let's see.
Maybe that's my problem.
Mike Miller has our next mailbag question. He says, what style mustache is appropriate for any occasion?
Handlebar.
Handlebar? Oh, obviously. Of course. Handlebar. I think that's a good question for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Alex, what's a good mustache for any occasion?
For any occasion. Any occasion. He wants to know. For any occasion. I don't know. Can you name more than like three different mustaches? Sure, right, there's Hitler. Yeah. There's Handlebar.
Right.
What are the names like of
Tom Selleck?
Yeah,
Salvador Tom Selleck, like the caterpillar.
There's like a Fu Manchu.
There's a Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
So that's four.
Yeah. Tom Selleck is my answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Which,
that's like a.
I think it's a pretty fair answer.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
That's my dad mustache. He's had that since. He's never shaved it off my entire life since I've known him.
Really?
Yeah.
Always had just a mustache?
Yep.
No beard, goatee,
nope.
Nothing? Mm-mm. Wow. Mm-mm. Fair enough.
I respect his commitment to that mustache.
It's weird. I know I have a mustache, but I don't think I do.
Right.
Because I have the full beard. But in reality,
we did. We did
hair between your nose and your lip. You have a mustache.
Sean and I did stashes for Clash. Stash for Clash.
Uh-huh.
One year.
Stash for States.
Stash for States, but it was right next to Clash. I gotta tell
you. I would do that again. It was
fun. We looked pretty good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of people did it. Timmy did it with us. There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So maybe that's gonna be a thing.
Yes.
I would love to be part of that, if not then November. Right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our next mailbag question. Nick Kaminsky. If you had to switch from Gateway to another brand, who would it be and why?
I think it would probably have to be Innova, if I'm being honest, just because I grew up throwing a lot of their stuff. Dismania is up there, of course, too, but let's go Innova, of course.
Why?
So I used to putt with Tanks, which are beadless rhinos.
Sure.
Putted with those for about 10 years. I have about 20 of those in my closet,
mm-hmm.
and I would
and ready to go.
I would love to bust them out.
Oh, it was Steve Vineyard.
Mm.
Was a big tank guy, I believe.
Teller. T-Time Teller.
Oh, T-Time Teller. Yep.
That's
T-Time. Yep.
Those microphone bumps that you hear are Sean because he can't see a goddamn thing.
My apologies.
Yeah.
I literally cannot see a thing.
Yeah.
Sean be bumping.
All right. Next question is going to come from me. Why are there so many goddamn pizza related questions in this mailbag? What is the deal with you and pizza, man?
I don't know what you mean.
How can you not be sponsored by that company?
What company? Do we talk about them
on
here?
Yeah, we will.
Mother effing Jack's, bro. Jack's Frozen Pizza, I know you're listening, and I know we've communicated multiple times.
They are one of our four listeners. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But that being said, I have been commenting on almost all of their posts lately. Not lately, but they might have blocked me. Dude. They might have blocked
me. It's been years.
Yeah. But I've been commenting saying, man, you know what would be really cool, or like what would go really well with your pizzas would be Hawaiian style shirts with like pizza toppings on it.
Yeah.
I think it would be super cool to customize them, or like Jack's Pizza has a Supreme and that's one of my favorites. Sure. So I think one of the other questions I might have been looking, one of them was something along the lines of like, what would you put on a shirt?
So yeah. That is Tyler Lisak.
Yeah.
If you were to design a pizza themed Hawaiian shirt, what toppings would be on that pizza?
It would be a Jack's Supreme Hawaiian shirt without sausage on it. And that's all it would be. Pepperoni, green pepper, onions. And the sleeves would have ranch on it because I need to dip it in ranch.
You know, I was going to say something, but you said it first. Jack's dipped in ranch. Outstanding.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Absolutely outstanding.
Phenomenal. Their bacon cheeseburger is really good.
Something about Hidden Valley Ranch and Jack's Pizza that is hitters, hitters, hitters. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that might be a little homophobic of an answer, though? Why of all the topics did you say no sausage?
Well, I mean, pepperoni does come in a very phallic form. And if you slice it up really thin and put it on pizza, it's a pepperoni pizza. And sausage made me puke one day. Ha.
Oh dear.
So, no, breakfast sausage made me puke one day, so I don't like sausage.
That's all right. There's a real
answer. That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah.
How long ago when you say one day?
Like when I was six.
And he never recovered.
Never.
Our next question is going to come from former guest Michael Anthony. We kind of hit this, but I just want to cement it in the mailbag here. What was the whole inspiration? Because we didn't really talk about that. What was the whole inspiration behind, quote, the photo? And how has it made you feel to not only ignite the big cat vibes on the course, but also become the creator of a Hallmark tradition for all to enjoy at Delhi?
I was really tired and I wanted to sit down, and I thought it would be really cool to sit down right on those, the roots right there.
I mean, we've all done it. Never taken a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that being said, it just more or less became the thing, and, it's hilarious.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And we're going roots, not roots.
R-E-W-T-S, okay. Roots.
Well, I guess we're done with the mailbag then. Any more questions? Because they are roots. Zach Finwall has our next question. I think Zach's going to have our last question of this mailbag. Why have you been holding out on letting him shave your head? Delwood live feed is needed for the clown cut.
That was a bet.
It was 100% a bet. And, it sucks. The original bet was first person to ace in a tournament gets to shave the other person's hair. And Finwall's got a raggedy ass haircut and needs a haircut anyways. So I figured, why not? Let's see what would happen. And the very next tournament was the Forsyth Open we were playing, and he aced the 18th hole. And I was in the parking lot and I heard him yelling, and I started running and screaming. And I was like, holy shit, Finwall just aced. And I was hyped. And then like maybe 50 more steps, and I was like, oh shit, Finwall just aced. I gotta get a haircut now. But no, Finwall, I am planning on having you cut it whenever. I would like to donate the mullet first. So once that gets to length, you can cut whatever you want into it.
What is the suggested length for donating your hair?
12 inches.
Oh, you got that, don't
it's,
you?
I have like half an inch to another inch, and then it's there.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll use another half an inch.
Yeah. We'll do a flex start around this idea.
Yes.
Promise.
What are we going to call it?
What's the redneck version of Locks for Love? Because that's whatever it is.
Yeah. Cuts for Sluts.
Yeah. Cuts for Sluts. Yes!
I think that's it. I think
wow. That was very quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the Should only thing I'm that. Good at, man.
I was trying to what I got. Think of something that rhymed with mullets, but.
Cuts for Sluts works way better. Cuts for Sluts.
That's what we'll call it.
Jeez Louise.
Wow. The cuts for Sluts flex start. Send that to Kropika.
That's good. He'll approve it.
Yeah. He'll immediately be like, was this Jason's idea?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah, what the
just hell? For Stilson's haircut. Yeah, just for Stilson's haircut.
Exactly. I would say that is a wrap in the mailbag. So I'm just going to. Oh, shit, guys. The zipper's stuck. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to take care of this, you guys. Carry on without me.
Staple it.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
There we go. All right, the mailbag's nice and closed.
Thank God.
Perfect. Well, thank you, everybody, for submitting your mailbag questions. We always appreciate that. It makes this a whole lot more fun to do. Ryan, thanks for being on.
Of course.
You were a killer vibe. Great guest. We still have... Fancher is still shooting people with the water gun.
I can't see any of this.
Unfortunately for Sean, he can't see any of it.
I know. And these... Bullshit. Hurry up, man. These staples aren't going to hold. This thing is going
to... Well, on that note, thank you guys all for your participation. And make sure to like, follow, subscribe, do all the things to help support us so we can keep doing this show
faster,
for you.
Alex, faster, this thing is going to explode.
The next episode is us on the road, right?
Yes, sir.
UD hits the road. We're going to go see an eclipse. We're going to, where are we going, Sean?
Fox Prairie in McLeansboro, Illinois.
That's going to be a ton of fun, and we'll make a lot of cool content for you guys out there. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep it on the fairway.
That's the second staple.
See ya.
Y'all be good.
And that's the last staple. There's mail everywhere. No, we're never going to get out of here.
See you, nerds. Peace.
Unstable Discourse is produced by Sheila Callahan. Edited by Ryan Fancher. Beats provided by Alex Seminary. And produced in association with Unstable Disc Golf Gear. Look good, feel good, play good.
Unstable Discourse is a Top Secret Studios production. You already know.
I'm pretty excited about the auto-tune.